At this theater in Kyiv, a dress rehearsal begins, and two veteran Ukrainian actors run through their scenes. Memorizing the dialogue has been easy. Maintaining their focus has not.
In one moment, a rocket could land near you and everything could come to an end. These factors aren't helping.
But for all involved, the production has become about much more than simply putting on a play.
The fact that we are still performing for our audience is resistance itself, because we're not afraid. We did not run away.
As director Volodymyr Kudlinsky gives notes to the cast, he recounts how the theater on Podil, a well-known cultural institution, had closed down after Russia's invasion and only reopened in June.
We were surprised that the audiences who stayed in Kyiv started to buy tickets and came to the performances.
Hours later, at the same theater, another play is being staged. But it's interrupted even before it begins.
So we've just gotten another reminder of how things can change here minute to minute. People had come out to see a play tonight. The audience members were going in to take their seats, and then the air raid sirens rang out again over Kyiv. And so they were directed to come back down here into the lobby of the theater, where they must sit until they're given the all clear.
Patrons are determined not to let this ruin a much-needed outing.
This is important because it's a distraction from the danger, from the constant anxiety. When you are surrounded by other people, you feel like you're in another life. It's comforting.
When the show finally begins, it promises to transport the audience. Within minutes, though, another siren. For the actors and their audience, the spell may temporarily be broken, but the spirit of defiance very much remains. Mohammad Jamjoum, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.